Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown where we dive deep into the numbers that move markets. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jordan. Today, we're breaking down Regeneron's first quarter 2026 results. And folks, this biotech giant is firing on all cylinders.
Before we jump in, I need to mention that this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Absolutely. Now, Alex, let's talk numbers because Regeneron just posted some impressive results. Revenue jumped 19% to $3.6 billion and non-GAAP earnings per share grew 15%. Those are solid double-digit growth numbers across the board.
What really caught my attention is the Dupixent story. This drug is becoming an absolute juggernaut. Global net sales hit $4.9 billion in the quarter, up 31% on a constant currency basis. Jordan, we're looking at annualized sales approaching $20 billion for this single drug.
It's incredible when you put it in perspective. Dupixent is now treating over 1.4 million patients worldwide. And they keep expanding into new indications. This quarter alone, they got approval for allergic fungal rhinosinusitis and chronic spontaneous urticaria in younger patients. It's like they're building a franchise within a franchise.
Speaking of franchises, let's talk about their eye drug portfolio. Eylea HD had a strong quarter with U.S. sales of $468 million, up 52% year over year. But here's the interesting dynamic. While Eylea HD is growing rapidly, the original Eylea is declining as expected, down 36%. It's a classic product transition story.
And there's still some uncertainty hanging over that transition. They're waiting on FDA approval for the Eylea HD prefilled syringe, which missed its April deadline. Management expects a decision this quarter, but it shows how regulatory timing can impact even established companies like Regeneron.
Now, what really excited me during the call was the pipeline discussion. CEO Leonard Schleifer and Chief Scientific Officer George Yancopoulos laid out some compelling near-term catalysts. They've got this complement inhibitor, cemdisiran, for myasthenia gravis that showed really impressive phase 3 results.
The data on that was striking. Their drug delivered a 2.3-point improvement compared to placebo, which actually outperformed existing treatments that showed 1.6 to 1.9 points in their trials. Plus, it's dosed quarterly versus every 2 weeks for competitors. That convenience factor could be huge.
And then there's their obesity play with olatorpatide. This is where Regeneron is trying to differentiate in the crowded GLP-1 space. Their strategy is fascinating. They want to combine this obesity drug with their cholesterol drug Praluent.
George Yancopoulos made a compelling pitch on this during the Q&A. He basically said, imagine you have a GLP-1 that works as well as the best ones out there, but also lowers your bad cholesterol by 50% and reduces cardiovascular risk. Why would anyone choose a different GLP-1? It's an interesting value proposition in a competitive market.
What struck me about that answer is how confident they sounded. Yancopoulos said it would be a no-brainer choice for physicians and patients. That's either brilliant positioning or they're setting themselves up for disappointment. Time will tell.
One moment that really stood out was when they announced they're giving away their new gene therapy, Otarmeni, for free in the U.S. This treats genetic hearing loss in children, and they got FDA approval just last week.
That was such an interesting strategic decision. Schleifer said they're doing it because it's the right thing to do for these families, but it also serves as powerful PR for the industry. As Yancopoulos noted, it reminds people that the biotech industry, despite all the criticism about drug pricing, is responsible for medical miracles.
Speaking of pricing, they also announced a most favored nation pricing agreement with the U.S. government. That's significant because it shows they're proactively addressing pricing pressures rather than just reacting to them.
Now let's talk about what this means for investors going forward. On the financial side, they've got a new $3 billion share buyback authorization, bringing their total available to $3.4 billion. They generated $848 million in free cash flow this quarter, so they've got the financial firepower.
The key question for investors is whether Regeneron can continue growing beyond Dupixent. And based on this call, I think they've got a reasonable case. They have 48 programs in development, multiple phase 3 trials in different therapeutic areas, and some potentially game-changing approaches.
One thing that impressed me was how they responded to a pointed question from David Risinger about investor confidence in their pipeline. Yancopoulos reminded everyone that Regeneron is the only company in recent history to produce two $10-plus billion blockbusters from their own labs, referring to Eylea and Dupixent.
That's a fair point about their track record, but investors are always asking, what have you done for me lately? The good news is they should have multiple catalysts over the next 18 months. The melanoma data for fianlimab is coming in second quarter, myasthenia gravis approval decision in fourth quarter, and obesity trial results.
The risk, of course, is execution. They've got manufacturing hiccups. They had a temporary interruption at their Ireland facility that impacted gross margins this quarter. And regulatory approvals can be unpredictable, as we saw with the Eylea HD prefilled syringe delay.
Competition is intensifying too, especially in their key growth areas. The GLP-1 obesity market is getting crowded, and biosimilar competition for Eylea is expected in the second half of this year.
But looking at the big picture, Regeneron seems well-positioned. They've got a dominant drug in Dupixent that's still growing rapidly, a diversified pipeline with multiple shots on goal, and strong financial flexibility. For biotech investors willing to accept the inherent risks, this looks like a company executing well on a solid strategy.
Everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
That wraps up our breakdown of Regeneron's first quarter 2026 results. Strong fundamentals, exciting pipeline, and a management team that seems confident about the future. We'll be watching those upcoming catalyst events closely.
Thanks for tuning in to Beta Finch. We'll be back with more AI-powered earnings analysis soon.
Until next time, keep learning and stay curious about the markets that shape our world. That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.